To hear all the clips of the show like this and more, please sign up to our weekly Nolan newsletter at bbc.co.uk/Nolan. So, more bus lane controversy for Belfast. Plans for the Upper Newton Arch Road are on the front page of the Belfast Telegraph today. It will eventually see its four lanes reduced to two for motorists. Some local traders say they were consulted last year about the change, but have no idea when the new bus lanes will open. We're on to the DRD right now, asking them when will these new bus lanes open. It's all part of a new, what's called, rapid transport scheme from the Department of the Development. Well, it's rapid transport if you're on a bus, not rapid if you're in a car and you can't drive along the road. Its objective, this rapid transport scheme, is to provide fast and reliable services connecting East and West Belfast, the Titanic Quarter and the city centre. That means bus lanes will continue to be extended across Belfast. But here's the thing. Do they actually work, and do any of us want them anymore? Ross Brown does. I know that for sure, Mr. Brown. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
What's going on here? Where's the evidence that these work?
Well, I mean, the reality is, Stephen, we have a problem at the moment that needs to be solved, and the evidence is that the current system is not working, and we do need to get, for example, our air pollution emissions down, and we need to significantly reduce our carbon emissions, and we do need to look at changing how people move around the city. And at present, Belfast is one of the most congested cities in Europe, and also our air pollution levels in places like Ballyhackamore are not meeting the minimum EU requirements. So something needs to be done, and the government has rightly went out and consulted about this issue last year.
But the Upper Newton Arch Road, Ross, is an incredibly busy road.
Well, exactly.
Now they're going to make the traffic for motorists even worse by reducing the amount of lanes on the Upper Newton Arch Road for cars. Well, they're going to reduce it from four to two.
This is part of the problem, Stephen, is that we have obviously too many people trying to get into town in their car.
Imagine that.
Well, this is creating much of the problems. You know, everybody's trying to get in at the same time. So it's about creating a reliable and convenient alternative to using the car, which can be used by buses and can be used by cyclists. And as I say, if people are staying, the buses whizzing past them, getting into town. It's about encouraging people to use the buses more frequently and more and to cycle in the town as well.
Doreen McKenzie's treasurer of the Ballyhackamore Business Association. Morning to you, Doreen.
Good morning, Stephen.
Were you consulted about this?
Yes, at the end of last year, the DRD sent colleagues along to the traders and showed us a video of a European city where this rapid buses in action. But these are rather wide Broadway roads that they had, and the roads for the rapid bus was actually sealed off against the other roads. The problem and concerns that we have is this is the main arterial route. It's congested at the best of times. We have a lot of schools in the vicinity. We've already had one accident earlier this year involving a school girl. So we're just worried that, a couple of weeks ago, signs went up in the village with no name, no banner, nothing on them to tell us what it was. And we just learned yesterday from the local paper coming in saying that they understood it was going to be an action operation for Monday. And we thought, well, a little bit of consultation there would have helped.
From this Monday?
That's what we understand, but that's only a newspaper report.
Well, we're under the DRD. We're asking them to confirm or deny that this will happen this Monday. When you were consulted about this, did you tell them you wanted it or not?
Well, we had mixed reports. Some traders thought it was a good idea, and a lot of us thought, yes, we do have an infrastructure problem. We do need to get people not using the cars as much, but try and see if we can get a whole end-to-end product. And we haven't had a lot of faith of what's happened in the bus lanes in city centre. I'm a car driver myself, and I'm in the city centre. I see more buses in the car lanes than in the bus lanes, and that's frustrating. So it's left us a wee bit sceptical as to what's going to happen here, because there's always cars up and down the village of Ballyhackamore and beyond parked and that in those inside lanes. So a camera just saying they're getting a fine isn't going to be enough. Plus, the motorists are going to be using the road need to know this is coming about and going to happen.
Apparently, I was wrong, by the way. It's not rapid transport, it's rapid transit, is what you call this this sexy title. I don't know. Look, I look at the DRD master plan for Belfast City Centre, and as one of the, Doreen, as one of the examples of how they reckon their bus lanes are working, They say throughout the day, there are about 11,000 fewer vehicles travelling through the core city centre streets. Well, that doesn't... They're hailing that as a sign that it's working. 11,000 fewer vehicles travelling through the core city centre streets. You can look upon that completely the opposite way and say, that's 11,000 less cars travelling through the core city centre streets, some of which may stop in the city centre and spend money and keep jobs alive.
But is that not a point in time, Stephen, as more people actually coming into the city centre? You've got more people coming in, but 11,000 fewer vehicles. And also cycling has increased and bus use has increased as well. So, I mean,
There's also over 100 businesses in the local area of Ballyhackamore who are dependent on customers coming in. So we need to get our share of that. So there needs to be some sort of infrastructure that allows them to access us easily enough. And if this is going to work, it seems to be more for residents. And we would like to get tourists up into the area. So if we can get this infrastructure working properly, that it can deliver the tourists up into East Belfast, into Ballyhackamore, rather than just in the city centre, then I applaud it. I just am not convinced yet that we have the width in the roads or even the mindset of people to leave their cars at home, because it's not, we haven't so far proved ourselves to be efficient enough to do it.
Here's Vincent in Belfast, probably the other Vincent. Good morning, Vincent.
Hiya, Stephen, you're right. Stephen, I'm fed up with Ross Brown coming on to your programme with his quirky wee laugh, as if it's funny. There's nothing funny about these bus lanes at all. You asked him at the start of your interview, are you all for this? And he had that wee smirky laugh. Yeah, could you ask him what's funny about
it? You speak to him.
Well, Ross, I mean, I've said to you many, many times that when you're on talking about bus lanes, they're not working. It might work for people like you and your wee, but it's not working for people in service industries, taxi industries, and there's going to be shops going out of business because of all this. You mark my words.
Well, certainly, you know, in raising the issue about the traders at Ballyhackamore, it was actually something I said to the RD at the time when they were consulting, that I made the suggestion that anybody using the rapid transit system should be able to...
Well, hold on a minute. Let's deal with that later on. But Vincent's telling you that they don't work. Tell him why they don't work, Vincent, in your view, and let Ross respond to that.
Steve, I'm driving in and around this town this morning. You can't get about. It's an absolute nightmare, you know.
Well, that's because there are too many cars in the roads, DRD would argue.
Well, you were saying about the 11,000 vehicles that are down, and you were right what they were saying. That's 11,000 people less coming into town. It's an absolute nightmare, and I'll tell you, it's bad enough up in that Ballyhackamore area, and with bringing these bus lanes in, it's going to put people out of business. And I don't see why Ross should be laughing about, you know.
Ross?
Well, I mean, I'm certainly, you know, I mean, I appreciate your views. I suppose I was laughing because Stephen asked me whether you know, he knew it was for it, and it was
Would you be laughing at something like that, Ross?
I was laughing at the fact that he suggested that I was for the bus lanes. Of course I am, you know. I mean, something had been on the radio talking about that. I wasn't laughing about that.
Look, we're not getting caught up. You're allowed to laugh, for goodness sake. We're not getting caught up in whether you had a smirk in your face. We're getting caught up in the issue today.
Yeah, well, the issue is that I've already explained, you know, as the evidence shows, and there are 11,000 fewer vehicles coming into the town, but there's more people coming into the town. So it does show that more people are using public transport or cycling or walking to make their journey, and that's the whole point, and that's the idea behind them. As I say, you know, the bus lanes, the evidence shows that they are working, and we also have a major problem, as I already mentioned. You know, I've said about Ballyhackamore not meeting the minimum EU requirements for nitrogen dioxide emissions, and that's an enormous cost in terms of health, in terms of the emissions that are going out there. We've currently 5% of all deaths in Belfast attributable to air pollution. So that's about 550 people a year across Northern Ireland.
Let us know what you think about this at home this morning. 0845 955 678. There's a 2p connection charge, 2p charge above your connection charge, whatever it is. 2p a minute plus your connection charge. 2p a minute? Is it a minute? 2p per minute. I can never get that right. We need to write that down somewhere. We ring you back, apparently. I don't know.
As I was saying, Stephen, it's definitely not a laughing matter here, because 5% of premature deaths in Belfast because of air pollution. So something needs to be done. So it isn't a laughing matter at all.
You can look at this two ways, and that's why we're looking at your calls today. You can look at that this is a minister, Danny Kennedy, that is very much dealing with congestion and very much trying to improve, play his part in improving the environment. Or you could look upon this, that Danny Kennedy is a minister who is anti-motorist, who's anti you if you're the type of person that wants to get into your car and drive along the road. You know, the DRD, his department, hailing the fact that there are 11,000 fewer vehicles travelling through the core city centre streets now in the Upper Newton Arch Road. We all know, if any of us have travelled along that road, I travel along it every day, just how busy that road is. UKIP's David McNary's joining us now. You have some facts and figures behind this, David.
I have indeed. Only a few weeks ago, Philip O'Neill, director of TransLink, was questioned by me on the Belfast Rapid Transit setup, where it's happening. What he said to me is, and this I think is interesting because I know you're trying to clarify some things, that his understanding was that there would be a review and it would look at the entire project and its original aims and objectives and make sure that it gives the minister a sense of whether the project is still on course and whether there are any improvements necessary or changes to be made, and I'm sure the cost will be a major factor. My reading of that is that TransLink is still, the Rapid Transit is still a long way off. Indeed, TransLink themselves are admitting in the Hansard report that I'm reading from that they haven't even got a contract. Now, it seems just absolutely mad to be going and destroying Ballyhackamore again, opening it up and causing all sorts of friction with the traders who are finding it hard enough to put in bus lanes when we don't even know if the rapid transit thing is going to go ahead.
Oh, come on. Now, that you could not be right.
I am. I'm reading from Hansard.
So there...
Even that's the impression I was under as well. Whenever they spoke to us, they told us it was 18 months, 2 years away. So we were really surprised when these signs went up. So we weren't expecting it for at least another year.
Well, we don't know when the bus lanes are starting. The signs might be up, but we don't... Just to be accurate, have we found out from DRD yet? Oh, we're getting it now. Good.
Stephen, that from what I was under the understanding that the full rapid transit system wouldn't be introduced in one big bang. It would be a progressive introduction. So,
but David Maynard, are you saying they don't have the money to do the full rapid transit system?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
What they're looking at is the cost. My question to them was, have you got a contract? No, TransLink said we haven't. I said, what about the cost? How do people know how much is this going to cost if you haven't got a contract? And they said, well, we're looking to see, the review is underway to see if this is still affordable. Now, still affordable means to me that they're having a look at the cost. And if it's this department and it's TransLink, you can bet your bottom dollar that whatever, if they say it's 1 million, it'll end up being 10 million. And that's the problem with everything that this department does. In the meantime, what's happening to Ballyhackamore, like you, I brought up in that area, I know it well. There are great restaurants there, there are great shops, great hairdressers, there's everything there. Two schools, just about half a mile between each other. And they're going to dig it all up again now to put... area just cannot take bus lanes.
Is this the same department who don't have enough money to cut the weeds at the side of the roads?
It's exactly. It's the same department that, you know, put a tender in for a rail track at 20 million, turned it into 40 million, and now it's 46 million.
So Danny Kennedy is the same minister who doesn't have enough money to cut the weeds at the side of the roads, who was telling us he might not have enough money to turn on the street lights, but he does have enough money to dig up roads and create new bus lanes. That's the same minister.
Unfortunately, not unfortunately. It's a very good committee that I sit on, and there's a great bunch of MLAs on it. But we all agree that this is a department out of control. And I've got to remind people that the committee was backed by the Assembly, the whole of the Assembly, by 63 votes to 17 of having no confidence in the management of this department's funding and finances.
Well, you're just having pop shots now, aren't you?
I am having pop shots.
Ross Brown, do you want to defend the minister in this?
When you cannot afford to cut the grass, when you cannot turn the lights on, when you cannot repair the potholes, and I see this department throwing money as if it's confetti away.
Bus lanes.
I do have pop shots.
Let me just say a few things, Stephen. I mean, I certainly don't want to defend the minister, because actually, when you look at some of the rollout of the rapid transit, I mean, already we've hit bumps in the road. If you look at, for example, the park and ride facility that the department built up in Dundonald, I mean, that was meant to be spent £300,000 on that, and then now they can't even afford to they open the centre 6 months after it opens. So there has been pretty bad mismanagement in many respects from all departments, not just from this one, but also I should say, you know, just to clarify, you know, when you talk about cutting the grass and you talk about the different issues that the department faces, the department does have two different budget streams. It has the capital and the resource budget, and anything that involves construction work goes into the capital budget, and anything that involves day-to-day and running of services.
Yes, that department is now free, Ross. That department, like all departments, is now free to borrow its money if it's needed.
We have some detail here, Doreen McKenzie. You're still with us, right?
I am indeed, yes.
We've got some detail here from DRD this morning. Confirmation. The new bus lanes will come into operation Monday the 10th of August. Monday week.
The other thing is
subject to the completion, they say, of the necessary road markings late next week, which is weather dependent. So they're going to be marking the roads next week. Monday week is when this starts. New bus lanes are on the Upper Newton Arch Road between Sandown Road and Knock Road, one of the busiest parts of the road. How long is it? New bus lanes operate in both directions at a 1 kilometre stretch of the Upper Newton Arch Road. They will be covered by mobile camera enforcement. And then when we ask them, could they explain why it's necessary to add a bus lane to a busy road, which is popular with motorists, they say the bus lanes are being introduced as part of the department's Belfast Rapid Transit enabling works and were subject to public consultation earlier this year prior to the commencement of Belfast Rapid Transit.
Also, Steve,
the new... But no, listen to this. This is important. Prior to the commencement of Belfast Rapid Transit, the new bus lanes will benefit the existing bus services on this heavily used public transport corridor. In other words, Belfast Rapid Transit. Doreen McKenzie, you were right. It's not even going to have started. And they're kicking in the bus lanes.
The point of it is, Stephen, that these bus lanes are being introduced progressively. I mean, it's only part of the road that they're actually...
Why can't they get their act together and start Belfast Rapid Transit now?
They're not doing it as a big bang. I mean, they're going to be part-time...
Well, why can't they have a big whimper and start it now?
They're going to be part-time bus lanes that are going to run for 2 hours
David McNary's telling us this morning they haven't... David McNary's telling us this morning they don't even have the contract sorted for Belfast Rapid Transit.
Don't get me wrong, Stephen. I mean, I'm as critical of the department in terms of their management.
Are you sure about that, David McNary?
I'm reading it from...
I hope you're not spoofing.
I wouldn't do that. I'm reading it from Hansard. Hansard Transit Briefing Annual Accounts, 8th of July 2015, and I was at that meeting. I'll quote again Philip O'Neill when I asked him a question about their three-year plan and operational cost of the rapid transit scheme. Is that included in your three-year plan? He said it's a bit too early to say because we have not been given a contract for its operation. That's part of the next stage.
Doreen, how do you respond to it coming in Monday week?
Well, I think, like I said earlier, communication is usually the biggest problem. The problem is that on Monday week coming in, if they haven't told anybody, they haven't advertised on some sort of campaign.
Well, they've told you now.
The motorists are all going to get caught and there's going to be a lot more fines. So what are they going to do? Waive those fines like they did the last lot there? It's just, I think, they need to let people know how they're progressing, what their overall plan is, because there's a lot of scepticism around there. You know, so if it's going to bring more footfall, if it's going to reduce the impact of traffic on the road, then I'm all for it. You know, it's just I'm a bit sceptical because we didn't know nothing about it.
Bill in Belfast. Morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen. I'd like to ask the minister a question, or maybe you could answer it for me.
I wonder, can we get that minister on today?
They say these bus lanes is operating 24 hours a day in Belfast. The last bus in Belfast at night is 11 o'clock. And yet if you're in the town and you pull into a bus lane at 3:30 in the morning for any reason, you're fined £45. And the buses stop at 11 o'clock at night.
Are the bus lanes 24 hours?
Yes. I know what the thing about it is.
Are you sure?
Positive. In the centre of the town, the bus lanes are 24 hours. And yet we don't have buses after 11 o'clock at night.
Why on earth would these bus lanes be 24 hours?
To raise money to cut the grass.
They're not cutting the grass.
It's a money-raking exercise.
We need that minister on.
24-hour service here.
What do you call your man? Danny Kennedy. We need him on.
Get him on. Not tell him to explain how can you charge people for getting into a bus lane at 3:30 in the morning when the last buses leave Belfast Town Centre.
By the way, that's the same minister who, when he was on this programme the last time, admitted that he had been driving to his functions in his ministerial car.
Correct. And we all can't. I'm a pensioner and I don't think I could get on a bicycle to ride into town to get my groceries and put them on the handlebars and ride home. But I'm just worried about driving into town at 3:30 in the morning and getting fined for putting into a bus lane. And it's not a money, it's a money-making exercise off the poor motorists.
Well, we need to check that out. We need to go back to DRD again this morning and ask them, these bus lanes couldn't be 24 hours. Like, that would not make sense. It would not make sense to have a bus lane when buses don't drive in them. So you must be wrong.
I'm not, Stephen.
I bet you are.
Stephen. Your money on the table.
David McNary, could I make another point, Stephen? I asked TransLink at that meeting, I said, the people who live in the Upper Newton Arch Road and the Newton Arch Road have put up with a lot of changes to the roads to facilitate buses. I hope that there'll be no significant delays in the rapid transit project, but I sense that we're likely to be facing delays. Can you tell me that's true? Mr. O'Neill said, yeah, that's my understanding. The department will look at the time frame, etc. But this is the bit he says in, hopefully the introduction of the new bus lanes will come in front of the committee for approval. The committee know nothing about these new bus lanes. The committee isn't sitting until September. But yet he's saying, hopefully, the committee will approve of these new bus lanes. We know nothing about it to approve them. And that's just the way, you used the word spoofing to me, that's just the way there's spoofing going on over this and too many other things.
What is the alternative to bus lanes, David? How would you improve the infrastructure? How would you get Belfast on the move?
As far as I'm concerned, let me make a position. Bus lanes are destroying the city and commerce in Belfast. Now, they're pushing the motorists off the roads.
Well, that's the idea.
They're trying to increase... getting people onto buses or trains.
Stephen, could I make a suggestion?
People do not... Go ahead, Doreen.
I was in Dublin at the weekend and I had an opportunity to use their Lewis transport and yes, I was very, very impressed.
What's that?
It's a little monorail bus and it's in two lanes in the centre of the road. I was out west of the city. It took about an hour to come in because it goes slower than the cars.
Sure, we couldn't afford that.
But it was right up the centre. But what they did is, in the roads where the roads narrowed, they diverted it off, took it three park lanes, parkways. Have our planners thought about diverting things off the roads? Or, you know, we're an island. Why aren't we using our waterways? Why don't we have water buses going up and down from Bangor or Carrickfergusson to Belfast City Centre? Or use the overhead monorails that they have all over Japan? Yeah. Have we looked at other alternatives?
We wouldn't be able to afford it. We can't cut the grass.
Yeah, certainly. There was talk at one stage of using the Cumber Greenway, but a lot of people obviously were, you know, particularly in the Ballyhackamore area, were not in favour of that proposal because it's a very popular walkway for people to walk their dogs or to cycle along as well. So this was the affordable alternative.
Here's Gareth in Belfast. Morning, Gareth.
Hi. Your original contributor was saying there about cutting pollution in the town. If he's taken the same amount of traffic, although he says he's cut up by 10%, which would be a tiny fraction, I would say, or 10,000. He's taking the original amount of traffic and putting it into half the space. Simple physics says it has to take twice the time. So you've got the same amount of vehicles nearly running for double the time. That's not going to cut pollution.
Well, of course, the idea, Gareth, is that there won't be the same amount of vehicles because people will be incentivised to get rid of their car, to use public transport instead.
A lot of people can't. I mean, I would love to get a bus to work, but when it lifts me in the north of Belfast and drops me in the outskirts of Lisburn at 6:30 in the morning, I'd quite happily get a bus. But the logistics of it just don't work that way.
The big question is this minister, Danny Kennedy, is he delivering for the people he's serving? That's the question.
The reality is...
Use the bus lanes for car-sharing lanes.
Yeah, well, the reality is... The reality is
single-occupancy vehicle. Get
the reality is, as well, is that 4 in 10 people four-tenths households in Belfast do not actually own a car. So, I mean, the fact that, you know, the minister is clearly serving a big section of the population who don't have access
good point.
To private
That's a good point. That's a fair point. Ken Kelly, taxi driver. Morning, Ken.
Morning, Stephen. Your last commentator said about 4 in 10 people don't own a car.
4 in 10 households?
In a household. We the taxi drivers that are excluded from the bus lanes, surely we should be part of this rapid transport system. And the fact is, your question was, does Danny Kennedy's department deliver? Answer from the taxi industry, no. 8 years down the line, there is not a workable taxi act, nor are taxis being involved in the rapid transport system. If four in 10 households have no access to a car, I would put forward the argument that taxis of all descriptions are relative to the rapid transport system.
Here we go.
That's logical, Stephen.
It's not logical. It's not logical if a taxi driver is driving along a road on his own or with one passenger. There's no
the
advantage.
The point of the matter is he's not going into town with that car to sit and park. He's coming out and dropping the passenger and taking others in. It's part of... What about the lady that can't walk to the bus stop? What about your mother who perhaps can't walk to the bus stop and stand in the rain? That taxi comes to the door and takes her to chemist, doctor. People accuse me now of painting a red cross in the taxi. Hospital or whatever, or going to get you a pair of trousers.
Here's Mark in Belfast. Morning, Mark.
Bye.
Morning.
Go ahead, Mark.
I just think there are too many bus lanes and it's scaring people out of the town. People don't want to come into town to shop, and it's doing business out of harm.
Okay, Mark, thank you.